From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.
Welcome to this podcast from Kennet Radio. We're going to talk now about Newbury Spring Festival, and I'm joined by Graham Barker, who's chairman of the festival. Hello, Graham.
Hello, Paul. Thank you very much for inviting me on your programme.
You're very welcome. It's nice to see you. First of all, give us an overall feel for the scale and the status of Newbury Spring Festival as an annual event.
Well, I'm very happy to do that. It's a tremendous range of top-class music, a wonderful variety, everything from brass bands to Beethoven. There's 48 events packed into 2 weeks in May, and I can't tell you how wonderful the variety is, and a lot of effort goes into putting this together from a whole range of people, but principally Mark Einan, our wonderful festival director.
And give us a feel then for some of the highlights.
Well, it's the 10th to the 24th of May, and it starts on the 10th of May with a parade. We're going to have a fantastic parade through the streets of Newbury. We're working with our friends at the Corn Exchange for that, and we're going to have a wonderful parade with, you know, giant puppet. There's going to be music, there's going to be dancing, and this is a brilliant launch to our whole festival. We've got, as I say, the normal top-class international musicians, and as well as the wonderful orchestras. There are major international orchestras, the English Chamber Orchestra, there's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, but we've got Sheku Kanu Mason coming to play in Newbury. Now, he played here before when he was a little bit less well-known, but it's absolutely wonderful that this world-class musician is playing with the Castalian Quartet on the 15th of May at the Corn Exchange. And then, just to emphasise the variety, we've got a fabulous cabaret performer, Janie D. She's been in the West End in a number of leading roles, and she's coming to do her Beautiful World cabaret at Combe Manor. We've got the annual Sheep Drove piano competition, and that's a fantastic thing. That's an integral part of the Newbury Spring Festival. We've got lots of stuff for kids. There's Groove Onto the Moon. One morning. It's sci-fi for kids, 3 to 7 year old children. And then we've got Finn Carter. We've got Alison McGowan, the wonderful comedian. It's going to be a fantastic show, that, because he plays the piano. He's very knowledgeable about music. He's very funny. I think we'll get some of his impressions. I think it's highly likely. But anyway, those are just some of the wonderful range of events that are taking place this May.
And I see you've got Paul Nicholas. I saw him recently on the West End stage as the Major.
That's
in Fawlty
right.
Towers.
Yes, that's right. The wonderful Paul Nicholas. What a wonderful career he's had. He's going to tell us about his fantastic career. He's been in all these major musicals, and as you say, is still appearing in the West End. He's a fabulous character, and to come to the Newbury Festival and tell us about his career is all part of the richness of the festival.
I think it's probably worth talking about the venues. There's quite a lot of venues involved, in there, aren't there? And they're quite important, aren't they?
Well, they are. I suppose the two main venues for us are St Nicholas Church, the wonderful St Nicholas Church in Newbury, which mainly hosts the orchestral concerts. And then we've got the Corn Exchange. And what a wonderful venue that is. We're so lucky to have the Corn Exchange there. And, of course, that's a place where you can buy most of the tickets for the festival, as well as online or in the office. But, yes, as well as those two main venues, there's Dowie Abbey. It's such a wonderful venue, and particularly for choral work, and fabulous acoustics. There's Englefield House, another historic property, Combe Manor, and then a wonderful range of churches locally. So just to name a few, Ramsbury, Kintbury, Shaw Church. And I'm really pleased that we're going back this year to the Watermill Theatre on the Midsunday afternoon. There's going to be a fabulous Stephen Sondheim concert, Sunday with Sondheim.
Right. You've got some outreach to the schools and community aspects you wanted to talk about.
Well, I think this is a really important part of the festival. It's well established, and I don't think enough people know about it, so thank you very much for asking me about it. But yes, there's this whole range of free learning and community participation, which is very much part of the festival. And you know, Paul, it was never more important than now to get music into state schools. It's really important. They're really struggling with the funding for that. And so I think the Newbury Festival plays a really important part here. So, yes, we've got afternoon schools workshops showcasing Indian classical music. I don't know if you know anything about that, but there's an instrument called the sarod. Do you know about the sarod?
No.
It's a stringed musical instrument of the sort of lute family, and it's very well known in northern India. So fantastic for schools to learn about that. We've got the Metronome Steel Orchestra. We'll hold a special afternoon concert for kids. The international clarinetist, internationally known Michael Collins, will hold a clarinet masterclass. And I suppose, and then the Ballet Central will also stage something specially for schools. Sheku Kanamason himself is giving an hour-long afternoon workshop.
For those who don't know him, tell us a little bit more about him.
Yes, indeed. Well, as I say, he's one of the world's great cellists. He came to prominence, I guess, because he played at the wedding of Harry and Meghan. And then he shot to international stardom. He's a very nice guy, actually, very easy to talk to, very modest, but he is a brilliant cellist, and he plays all over the world, and he's coming to Newbury on the 15th of May. How marvellous is that?
That's wonderful. So you're getting the music into the schools, which is really important, as you say.
I think that's really important. And, you know, anybody listening, if you know of children who might be interested in this range of music, they might be interested in classical music, bring them along. We'd love to see them. There's all these concerts, especially for children. There are these workshops. Take advantage of it. This is, as I say, a well-established part of the festival. And it's something that I hope we're going to grow going into the future.
Is there anything else you want to mention? Because there's so much, isn't there? It's more than you can shake a stick at.
It's very difficult to...
The Northern Soul Train, I noticed.
Yes,
that's quite
yes.
Quite unusual.
Yes, indeed. But I mentioned the sarod just now.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know if your listeners know what a hurdy-gurdy sounds like. But Coracle on the 15th of May, they're going to play the hurdy-gurdy. This was very common in medieval times. You'd see it on the streets. You'd hear it everywhere. You hardly hear it now. But come along and hear a
was it called the hurdy-gurdy machine or something? I think there's a song about it.
There is. But it was a very well-known medieval instrument, and it's sort of you turn a handle.
Right.
And quite often it has, street organs. It had, you know, animals and things to attract and play. But also we've got British Chinese flautist Daniel Shao. He's absolutely fantastic. And as I say, we've got modern jazz people that play at Finn Carter. Plays at Ronnie Scott's.
The Nat King Cole story. I saw.
What a wonderful singer Nat King Cole.
Oh, such a wonderful voice.
Was.
Some might say the best voice ever, but he's certainly up there.
It's a fantastic voice, and he had a fantastic career. And yes, on the first evening, there's the Nat King Cole story on the 10th of May at the Corn Exchange. There's a whole show about Josephine Baker. She was remarkable lady as well. So hear that. We've got also all sorts of things.
There's Seth Lakeman, I noticed.
Yes, I know.
He's from Devon, I think.
I think that's right. That's right. Mm. And he's this, again, very well-known folk rock And what I'm urging people to do, when you look at the festival, go online and look at the festival, Newbury Spring Festival, very easy to Google, and you'll be drawn to certain things. Oh, I like this, or I really, you know, I don't know, it could be Sondheim, it could be Beethoven, it could be anything. But have a look at the things that you don't know about. And it might be Seth Lakeman. It might be Janie D. It might be Sunday with Sondheim. If you don't know, it's on your doorstep. I mean, you know, and we keep the ticket prices as reasonable as possible. And come along and try something. You never know. You might discover a brand new interest here on your doorstep.
Great. So you've touched on it, but how can people find out more about the festival and book tickets? Finally?
Yeah, it's really easy. As I say, if you're au fait with computers, just Google Newbury Spring Festival and a wonderful website will come up. A lot of work goes into making that website accessible. It's got all the details there on how to book. There are three concerts, the three big orchestral concerts are booked directly through us this year, and everything else you can book through the Corn Exchange. If you want any more information, do call our office. I'll read out the number if I may. It's 01635 522 733, and Jane and Ashley there, who are our wonderful team that run this, will be very, very glad to help you. And the folk at the Corn Exchange have got all the details there. Wander in, ring them up. So multiple ways to find out and book a ticket.
Brilliant. And I think you've got a wonderful leaflet that you've got a copy of here, or pamphlet. That's available at the Corn Exchange, is it?
It certainly is.
It's a good way,
right,
if somebody's not au fait with the internet, they can go into the Corn Exchange and get one of those.
Exactly right. Or just ring us up and tell us what you're interested in. And I know that they'll be very, very happy to help you. Yeah.
Brilliant, Graham. Thank you so much for giving us that quick summary of all the things. There's some amazing things going on, so well done to you and the team.
Well, it's a fantastic team. It's such a pleasure to be part of that. And there's all our volunteers, there's all our friends, there's all the trustees make this, put a lot of work into making this successful. But I really welcome people. If you're listening to this and you haven't been to the festival before, come along. We'll give you a really warm welcome. We'd love to see you, and come and support your local festival.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Graham, and best of luck for a successful festival.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I was talking now with Graham Barker, the chairman of Newbury Spring Festival. Thanks very much for listening to this podcast from Kennet Radio. Don't forget, we're on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 106.7 FM, and also online at kennetradio.com and on your mobile.
From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.